Hey, Leadwell community, I've been saying for some time that we are changing the format of the podcast. Well, we are now ready to re-release the Leadwell podcast. I'm going to be interviewing mission-driven leaders just like you, asking them what they're doing and how they're doing so that you get what you need to be able to lead your business and your people well. Starting in April, we are kicking it off with a bang, talking about the pursuit of excellence, how to engage in conflict, employee well-being and burnout, and so much more. Make sure that you subscribe to the Leadwell podcast, share it with your friends. It all kicks off once again in April. Can't wait to hear what you have to say and to connect with you as you listen to those episodes. Take care, be well, and lead on, my friends.
And then we're never going to be able to build great teams. If we want to build great teams, you actually got to let the team go do something. Now, does that come with failures? Oh, yeah. Does it come with mistakes? Oh, yeah.
There's a difference between well-being and wellness. Wellness is in one area. So you have organizations like, oh, we're bringing in somebody to help with wellness. And I'm not, no knock on those people, but usually it's like, breathe in and take a deep breath and breathe out. And it's like, cool, but Rachel in accounting is still on getting on my nerves and hasn't missed a deadline and stuff. So breathing is not going to help me. But there's a wellness piece. Wellness is one area. Well-being is the whole being, right? And so I add a piece. There's Gallup talks about five essentials to well-being. I think that there's a sixth one, and we can get into the sixth one.
I got called in one time. I got a phone call from a supervisor, and supervisor said, I have two people in my office that need to be working together, and they cannot work together. They fight all day long. They take turns coming into my office complaining about the other one. It is at the point that if this does not get resolved, I'm going to have to let one of them go because it's harming just even our office culture. Not only are they not getting the work done, the office culture is not working. And I said, well, good grief, I can't pass up this opportunity. That sounds like a lot of fun. And so I walk in and I sit down with both of them and I start with one and say, tell me what's happening. And she begins to tell me all the things and look, and I said, look at the other person.
Mediocre comes from a Latin word, medius ocris. And medius ocris in Latin means middle of the mountain. And it was a word that was created to describe a certain kind of person. And it was a person who would look at the top of a mountain and say, I want to get to the peak. And when they get to the middle, they stop and they look out at the view and they say, this is good enough. And this is where the majority of people are, whether it's their health, you know, whether it's their finances, whether it's their marriages, their relationships, whether it's their faith. There's an element where you just get complacent with good enough. And that was my life for so many years until this gentleman entered into my life and began to invest in my life.
Things like leadership is everything. We talk about that all the time, that within the firm, leadership is everything. But when you gather a volunteer group, when you're gathering your staff team, if you don't have the right leaders around the table, either paid or volunteer, it's really hard to get traction, right?